This is episode number 2314 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, October 13th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Fans of mystery stories can celebrate because the new trailer for Enola Holmes 2 has arrived.
Oh, goody. I love that. That's awesome.
I only saw the last half of the one, but it was great.
Oh,
it was
a great film.
Like in the original film, the sequel will follow young detective Enola Holmes, played by Stranger Things' Millie Bobby Brown, as she solves difficult cases in the 19th century London. You know, she's a little sister of Sherlock Holmes.
She's the little sister of Sherlock Holmes. This is the cutest little story. And she's a tough little broad. I tell you what, man. She's like, there's action, there's physicality. And I love the way that she breaks the fourth wall and talks direct to the audience.
Yeah.
Out of character. She's British.
She's British.
I mean,
and she does all this while trying to get under the shadow of her much more popular brother, Detective Sherlock Holmes. Henry Cavill.
No. It was the cutest story. Enola, by the way, is alone, spelled backwards, is Enola. And the story is that after she had these two brothers, she was the youngest sister and her mother raised her, but she was alone a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And so there was kind of that thing going on. And I don't want to spoil the first movie. It's a streaming movie. You can see it on Netflix.
But yep.
So cool.
The trailer is awesome. Have you seen the trailer?
I saw the trailer.
I've seen the trailer.
Yeah.
Showcases the movie.
She's a badass in the trailer.
Of course
she is. Oh my God, she's a badass in the trailer.
Would you expect anything else?
No, of course not. Not from 11.
And she's not like badass, like, you know, Lara Croft, Tomb Raider.
No.
She's not like badass like that.
She's pretty bad. I mean,
she is.
She kicks some ass in that trailer.
But she's an innocent looking badass.
She's an innocent.
Well, she does it with an air of sweetness.
The weirdest thing, the first time I ever saw Millie on like Jimmy Fallon or whatever years ago, expected her to be like this, you know, demure little, like, you know, Indiana girl, you know, from Stranger Things. And then she opens that mouth. She's very outgoing, but she's got kind of a Cockney accent. She's British, for sure. And it's just really weird when you see people that you don't, you know, they do the American accent thing on their show.
Right.
You know, or in the movie. So it's just weird.
So anyway, the trailer is awesome. It showcases the movie's production values. Amazing cinematography.
I thought
production design.
Yeah.
And costume design.
They did a great
and
job
we also get one. More of that breaking the fourth wall humor from Millie as well.
Absolutely love
and that. The trade-off banter between the two and Helena Bonham Carter
Carter
as well.
Yeah.
To play Holmes's mother.
The Holmes mom. The Holmes's mom.
Premieres
on Sherlock's mom too, by the way.
That's right. Premieres on Netflix on November 4th.
I think I'll be watching that.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, I actually want to watch the whole first one.
Well, do because it's great. Because it tells the whole story.
Right.
It's a period piece, but, you know, it's totally worth it.
Are you ready for, wait for it, Elon Musk? The world's richest man is following in the footsteps of countless celebrities by launching his own perfume.
Oh, no.
And the scent's already a hit.
Oh, God.
Why?
Why?
Despite its rather disgusting name.
Which is?
Burnt hair.
Ew. I hope it doesn't smell like burnt hair. That's terrible.
It is just
disgusting. Oh, my God.
So Elon says, with a name like mine, getting into the fragrance business was inevitable.
Well, yeah, Musk.
Why did I even fight it for so long? That was his tweet on Tuesday. So it was created by Elon's Boring Company.
Boring Company, huh?
Yeah, Burnt Hair, which he declared the finest fragrance on earth.
Ew.
It costs $100 a bottle.
Yeah, what?
Uh-huh. Ships in early 2023 and is billed as the essence of repugnant desire.
No. I can think of a lot of things that smell bad, and I won't go there. But burnt hair is up there. I mean,
I'm trying to think about really What exactly is repugnant desire?
Well, burning hair is repugnant.
But is it a desire?
It's a, well, see, but that depends on who you ask, right?
Yeah.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and foul smells are in the olfactories of
people. There's probably
people
a
that
room
are
for
really
it on OnlyFans.
Weird. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, OnlyFans. Burnt hair.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how anybody would even buy that. What a horrible name.
It said that just leaning over a candle at the dinner table, but without all the hard work. And the description didn't keep shoppers away either, because by early Wednesday, Elon tweeted that he had sold 10,000 bottles of the stuff.
See, there's no... Look, I don't get it. It's like the vagina candle from Goop, right?
Uh-huh.
It's like, there's another smell. Not sure I want a smell in my house. This candle smells like my burnt hair. I mean,
yeah.
I'm not a big candle fan anyway. I'm just not.
No.
You know? Yeah. No, and I mean, most men aren't. I think most men aren't. I mean, I'm speaking for a lot of men. But, you know, walking in your house and it smelling like a vanilla factory or something like that.
Oh, you're not
my
into
thing.
That.
Not my thing.
You prefer the smell of like body odor and
who cares?
Locker room.
Who cares?
Stinky shoes.
I sure don't want to have a candle that smells like body odor or, you know, a
burn
locker
hair.
Room, because already, you know, I can make that smell on my own. Just don't shower for a couple of days.
Oh.
Or use antiperspirant. Or what else did we say?
I know it's all in the spirit of the show.
Things, the hygiene things. What's in the spirit of the show? Not using deodorant? Is that what you're saying? Oh, okay.
That way you can talk about it.
I can talk.
You can refer to it. You've experienced it.
I can speak to it firsthand.
That's it. Yeah.
That? With our apologies to Goop, her vagina. Did I say vagina? and Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day. And
Halle Berry's vagina.
No,
I'm
no.
Sure.
We're not going to apologize.
That's
for
all.
That.
That's no. all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.